Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministries. I am your host, Prophetess Martha William, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that it is going down. Glory to God. We thank God for another day that he has spared our lives. So I'm going to go ahead right now with a few announcements, and I want to make sure that everybody tune in. If you didn't tune in on yesterday, you missed a treat. Elder was off the chain. Elder Bertha asked you, faith comes by hearing ministries. Oh, my God, it was off the chain on yesterday. It was just awesome. And the show started on yesterday at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Now, you know, there's no reason to say you couldn't hear or you can't listen, because I know most of us have Bluetooth, and anywhere you go, you can take it with you. All you got to do is plug it in, and you can hear what the Lord is saying, because he gave us, Elder, an awesome word on yesterday. And if you miss it, you can go back on demand and hear the word, because all the shows are pre-recorded. So we thank God for that. So, you know, if you say you need a word, go back and hear it. You got it. Glory to God. And if you move on down, we are called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams, and the show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I am the first Hour of Power. Minister Elaine Jackson is next. I'm going to give you a 30-minute break between there. And then the next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I encourage you to go over after you listen to this show, go get you some water. I'm going to give you a break. Get you some water. Get you a sip of Sprite. Go ahead and just get you a sip of orange juice. Hey, whatever you want. Glory to God. I just put it out there. Hallelujah. And get you a sip of it, and then come back and get ready for Minister Elaine's show. And it's an awesome show. The Spirit of the Lord is moving all the time. So I want you to come in and get in on the ground floor. Glory to God. You know, so many people want to come and they want to think they can just roll on over and just keep rolling until they get to the top right then, you know, but you got to start somewhere. You got to start at the ground and come up. Because we did. We started at the floor, and we came up, glory to God. And guess what? God is still yet elevating us. So I want you to come on in and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. After I get off of the Hour of Power, you will hear Ministry Lane, the next Hour of Power. Remember, there's a 30-minute window right there, break, and then you can go and hear Ministry Lane. Amen. And I want to encourage you on Tuesday night. It's called Wild Radio. It's none other than Apostle Yvonne Rounds and Pastor Joseph Rounds. And the show come on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard. And if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need someone to help you in your marriage, you need a spiritual leader, listen, the doors of the church are open. So you can hit them up on Facebook. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. You could inbox either or. We're all under the same umbrella. Glory to God. Thank God for it. But you could inbox them and let them know what you might need and let them help you. That's, you know, everybody says, well, I can't get no help. I can't get no help. Yes, you can get help. Those that can, inbox them, inbox them. And if you can't, then they're on Tuesday night. You can click the one and come in. You don't have to tell all your business. If you want to get in contact with them and you can't get them, amen, on Facebook, of all of you who do not have Facebook pages, you can come in on Tuesday night, glory to God. And you can hear, amen, them preach a word, amen, in season. And just tell them, so, you know, I would like to get in touch with you all. How can I do? And guess what? They'll tell you right there. You know, they won't tell you to tell your name, but they will ask you where you're calling from and your prayer request. Glory to God. And they can tell you how to get in touch with them. Hallelujah. That's the type of God we serve. They can serve you and meet every need. Come on. You know, God is moving. So don't miss the move of God. You know, he said one could chase a thousand, two could chase 10,000. Which one would you rather have? Put the 10,000 on the run. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You want them all gone. Every situation, every problem, everything that's causing you heartache and pain. You want somebody to help pray it through, help give you wisdom, give you knowledge, understanding of what's going on and what you need to do. That's the person that I want to contact. Hallelujah. Or you can come on in and get in where you fit in. Like I said, the show comes on Tuesday, 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern. Hit them up on Facebook. Let them know. Amen. And I want to also encourage you to come on and partner with us. And in partnering with us, you receive many, many perks. You'll receive something on Monday. You'll receive something on Tuesday. We have the shows coming on all through the week. You'll receive even the more. So just come on and get on board and watch God move in your life and do some miraculous miracles in your life. That's the place I want to be. I don't want to be nowhere sitting sad and looking sour, like I'm sucking on a lemon. Glory to God. I want to stay close to the Lord thy God and watching him move in my life and helping me to get the help that I need. You know, that's the place. Hallelujah. You should want to be in. Glory to God. So I encourage you to come on and get in and partner with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Enough of that being said, we're going to go ahead now, and I'm going to open the line up for prayer. If you desire prayer at this time, you can press the 1. I will not ask you to tell your name. Just give me your prayer request, and I will ask you what area you're calling from, because we want to know what area we're reaching. We have a caller. So I'm going to take this call. Amen. Caller, you are live and on the air.
Hello.
Hi. Yes, could you tell me where you're calling from?
Jacksonville, Florida.
I'm sorry?
Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay, and what's your prayer request?
Started a new job a couple of months back, and it's been kind of tough. So just prayer on this job to be successful at it, to do God's work while on it. Just prayer.
Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we pray, Lord God, and we send your ministering angels in, Lord God, to make this job easy for our Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to shut the lion's mouth, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We know, Lord, that you gave her this job, so God, guess what? We know that you will prepare it, Lord God, where she'll be able to do your will on this job, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, and we speak to the wind and the waves. We say, peace be still on this job in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, that your ministry angels is there, Lord God. They've already went ahead, Lord God, to make every crooked road straight, to give a comfort and peace on this job, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Every tongue that's raising up, we know, Lord God, that you will cut it down in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you as we speak to the wind and the waves, and we say, peace be still right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And thank you for calling. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to ask you to come back to the show one day and tell us, amen, how God did a miracle on that jaw. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. You know, God is good and he is worthy to be praised. We just thank the Lord. Amen. For the caller that's called in. Hallelujah. And we're going to go ahead on. I'm going to open us up in prayer, and we're going to go on down the road with Jesus. While I'm opening us up in prayer, you can go ahead and turn to James chapter 1. I'm going to start at the first verse. Hallelujah. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for yet another day, Lord, as we come before you, Lord God, wholesome, Lord God, just listening to what you have to say to your people of God, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, and we move all hindrances out of the way, Lord God. Let the Spirit of the Lord flow like never before, Lord, on this line, God. Whatever may be needed on this line, God, we know that you are the provider. You are the El Shaddai. None of this catch you by surprise, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, you say you'll never leave us nor forsake you. Huh? You say you never see no righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg bread, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Whether it's the healing they need, Lord God, in their life, whether it's peace they need, Lord, we know you got it. But, God, we know, Lord God, whatever it may be, Lord God, whether it's the financial need, we know, Lord God, it's all in your hands. Because everything belongs to you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we know, Lord God, that you can mend broken relationships back together, Lord God. You can mend marriages, Lord God. You can mend, Lord God, those who have, oh my God, have not been walking, Lord God, the way they should be walking in their marriage, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Father. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. And we give you glory because we know if it had not been for you, Lord God, none of this will be possible. We know we serve the miracle worker. We know we, Lord God, you are the miracle working God in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just say thank you, Lord God. We give you glory. We give you honor and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Someone has been asking God to put their marriage back together. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And guess what? He is going to do that. Hallelujah. You know, things happen if we want them to happen. We have to sometimes, you know, we're helping God out now. We don't have to help God out. But, you know, that's why he put people here to help. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you say, well, I'm not going to tell these people all my business. And well, let me help you out. If your marriage is broken and you, listen, and you think you need to get help, get that help that you need. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes, you know, I know there are people that you can't tell certain things to, but there are some that you can tell it to, and they can help you. Now, listen, I just put it out there. Hallelujah. A few minutes ago, Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Glory to God. If you don't know how to reach them, you can come on Tuesday night and just ask them. Hallelujah. And I'm sure they will tell you what you can do to reach them later on, or they'll tell you they'll give you a call back. Hallelujah. That's what ministry is all about. Don't just sit there being sour, hallelujah, and you know your marriage is broken, and it ain't going to get fixed unless you find out what the problem really is, you know, and they can help you. Yes, amen, I understand. I hear you. Hallelujah. Yeah, I don't want to put my business out there. Understand, there are some people you may not can trust, but I can, amen, guarantee you, you can trust them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Whether you know them or whether you don't, it's up to you. But if God gives you a way out, then guess what? You need to take it. You know, you ask God, help me, help me, help me. Well, when he sent his people to help you, then there's you pull back. But if you ask him to help you and he sent them, then know it's God. And keep moving and move forward. Don't just sit there with this broken marriage. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And things are going so weird. They're weird and weary. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So don't do it. Hallelujah. No matter what people are saying, this is not the way, but amen. Glory to God. I'm going to go to James chapter 1. I'm going. But let's go here first. Let's take care of this first. Amen. Just do what God say do, and everything going to be all right. Hallelujah. But if you want it back together, then you're going to have to get some counseling. And there's nothing wrong with it. You need to get somebody who's been in it, hallelujah, who knows what to do and, you know, knows the do's and the don'ts and agree just to disagree. Hey, glory to God, hallelujah. In every battle, hallelujah, you don't have to fight. Let me hook you up. They can help you with it. So I'm going to encourage you to go ahead and let them do it, hallelujah. Amen, and it's okay, hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Enough being said. Now the door is open. That's your open door to help get your marriage fixed. Hallelujah. If you want to stay in it and you want it to get better, then that's your open door. That's what I say. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's move on. James chapter 1, we're going to go there now. I'm going to title this message, Hold On Through the Tick. So sometimes instead of us holding on and you know, you can read a scripture and guess what? You don't get more walk by it than the man on the moon. Okay, we'll take it there. Hallelujah. You can read a scripture, but you don't stand on it. And there's many faith scriptures in the Bible, and we have tests. We have trials. But everybody said, why me? Well, if everything's going good, then you're not going to ever pray. You're not ever going to seek God for nothing. You're not ever going to seek him for peace. You're not ever going to say, Lord, I need your help. All you're going to do is get up in the morning. You may say, oh, good morning, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All is well. I got all the money, all the honey. Amen. All the cars and all everything. Got all the women and all that stuff. So I don't need nothing there. Lord, I thank you. I need nothing from you, Lord. I'm good. Hallelujah. But that's just not so. Glory to God. These tests and trials come to make you stronger, to make you better, to make you more, to make you have more faith. Glory to God. You know, you can use your faith to go out there and get just a job. Yeah, you can do that. You can use your faith, yes, to get a job. But how about using your faith to get the bigger things, like you want to, you know, well, Lord, I want this already paid for. I want this mansion already paid for, you know, hallelujah. Lord, I want this ministry, Lord God, to flow. I want it to be bigger than what I'm doing, you know. It's going to take some real faith. I want to build this big sanctuary, you know. That's going to take some real faith, hallelujah. Anybody can go and you can borrow it. Glory to God. They'll give it to you. Hallelujah. But it takes real, real big faith. Hallelujah. Because you know what? I want this paid for in cash, in full. Then that's when you're going to have to really put it to work. Glory to God. Let's see right here. Hallelujah. Chapter 1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting, my brother. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. You know, we don't count it joy when you're being tempted. Hallelujah. You know, unless you're going through tests. You don't count it joyful. But, you know, you got to stay in that realm. I've learned through it all, you can be in and out and up and down and all around and all about. Hallelujah. You're just like a yo-yo. You believe in for, you know, give me $5 or $10 for gas. Hallelujah. But you can't believe him, hallelujah, when it comes, you know, and say, Lord, I need this. Oh, my God, I got this thing I got to pay, Lord, and it's over $6, $7, $8, maybe even $1,000. Glory to God, hallelujah. But and you say, Lord, I'm going through this test, but I don't know how I'm going to come out. Did you understand how I am going to come out? No. You said, Lord, help me to stay faithful through it all, no matter what I got to go through. Help me to stay faithful, Lord God. Help me, Lord God, because I need your help. And then if you can't, get some help to help you pray it through. You know, we aren't put here just to do things on our own. That's why God, he raised up other people. He has some above your level that can help you with things that you go through. Glory to God. So why don't you just reach out your hand and touch somebody's hand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And they can help walk you through it. Glory to God. Let's see. Let's go on to 3. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. You know, you don't have patience sometimes when you get it going through. You know, you can tell other people, well, you know what? You just got to have faith. You just got to believe. Yeah, it's okay. You can tell them that. Coming from your mouth. But because it's not you. But then you let a trial and a test hit you. They can just about give you the same scripture that you gave them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They say, hold up, wait a minute. What you say? I need to do what? Okay, now you got to take your own advice. You done gave me this scripture. Now you need to take it back. But you know, sometimes people get caught up in the world system and forget all about God. Hallelujah. But you know, God is still moving, and he's moving by faith. He's moving by his mighty power. So don't forget him, even though whatever test you come to. Hallelujah. You have to remember that he is faithful for that he's promised. He has not forgotten you just because you're going through the test and the trial. Hallelujah. Let's go on. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Even though you got to go through, you ain't going to want nothing as you're going through. You're going to be at peace. Hallelujah. You say, well, you know, it's okay, Lord. Ain't nothing I can do, but I'm going to keep on praying and keep and stay in faith because I can't solve it. It's only you, God. So I got to stay in faith. Help me with my unbelief. If you feel like you got an ounce of unbelief inside of there, say, Lord, help me with my unbelief. If there's any in there, take it out because I don't want to have no doubt, no unbelief because this thing is pressing and I got to press my way through. I don't want to do it. See, you got to learn how to persevere even through the problems. They may get hard. It may get tough. You may have to even cry. Glory to God. But you got to learn. I'm not going to give up on you, Lord. You maybe not shed tears like I don't know what before you left our house. But when you get out in the world, it don't even look like you done cried not one tear. Glory to God. That's the way it has to be. Then it's okay. You're continuing on. You're going on the journey. You may have to shed some tears. It'll be all right. But know that your trials and your tests, it's okay. They come to make you bitter. Better, not bitter. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that give it to all men liberally and upbraidedly not, and it shall be given. When we were coming up, I've always heard, you know, you don't ask God questions. Don't ask God questions. And a lot of people have really stuck to that now. Well, you don't ask God questions. Well, he just said I can ask him for wisdom right here. So if I can ask him for wisdom, I can ask him on other things too, right? Glory to God. Because if I don't ask him, who am I going to ask? You're asking God people, yes. Yes and yes, you know, but if you read in the word and you say, okay, Lord, what do you mean by this? Help me to figure this out. I mean, it's okay. You can ask God, Lord, what am I doing wrong? You know, you got to ask questions. When we were coming up, said, don't ask God no questions. Don't ask him none. They had us pure scared to ask God some questions. Glory to God. Don't ask God no questions. Just don't. But they never could tell you why. Why? Can't I ask him? Hallelujah. Glory to God. He knows he built it all. If my body is racking with pain, Lord, what's going on with it? Hallelujah. If I got a headache, Lord, show me. Am I not eating enough or am I not, Lord God? What do I need to do, Lord God? Okay, if this person comes up to you and they say, well, I just need you to pray. Well, okay, well, what do you want me to pray for you for? And sometimes they won't tell you, just pray, you know. And you say, okay, Lord, you know, when you get ready to pray, say, Lord, help me, Lord. Let me call out whatever it is they need, in need of, Lord God, and how you want me to pray. So you got to ask. You got to ask. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to ask. Let's move on. Hallelujah. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. You got to learn how to stop wavering. Hallelujah. You know, this day, okay, you're up. This day, you're down. Sometimes you almost level to the ground. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. You know, this day, oh, I'm fine. You know, they say, oh, how are you doing now? Oh, I'm good, and I'm highly favored of the Lord. Glory to God. You know, and all the time, hallelujah, I need you to pray. I need you to help me. You know, sometimes when you talk to people, oh, I'm good. I'm glorious. I'm fine. And knowing all the time they hurting. So, sister, listen, I need you. I need you to pray with me. I need you to touch and agree with me on this thing because this thing is bothering me, and it's been irking me all night. I couldn't get no rest. Glory to God. That don't make you no belittle of yourself. That don't make you a little person at all. That's just letting you know that there's somebody who can help you. When he said one could chase 1,000, two could chase 10,000. So go ahead and put whatever that thing is to bed. Hallelujah. Put it to sleep and throw it out the window. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So there's nothing wrong with that. You know, sometimes people are tossed to and fro. Every time a little wind or a little wave hit them, oh, hold up, I got to call the pastor. Hold up, I got to call the prophet. Hold up, I got to call the apostle. Hold up, wait a minute, hallelujah. Oh, did they say this and they said this about me? And they stop being tossed. You know the word, stand on it, glory to God. And say, peace, be still. I speak to that loud mouth. Shut your mouth and be quiet. Don't open it again. One thing I learned, hallelujah, on this road, you're going to have to speak with authority and mean it, glory to God. Because once you speak with authority and mean it, that's it, baby. It's said and it's done. Just speak it and it shall come to pass. That is, if you are a believer and you actually believe that God's going to do what you said, hallelujah, then you speak it and you believe it. You got to set up for yourself sometimes. You know, I was talking to someone and they were saying, you know, that this person, they were working and they said these people are mean to them, glory to God, and they want to leave, hallelujah, their job, glory to God. And I thought about it. I said, well, you know what they need to do? You know, they need to speak up for yourself and let them know, don't talk to me like that. You got to come better than that to me. Is it something you want me to do? Then you can tell me and I'll do it. But don't talk to me like that. You know, it's okay sometimes, but some people are shy. I used to be one of the shyest people, I tell you the truth. I did. Hallelujah, I did. But let me tell you, when you come over here on this side, all this out the window, because they're going to teach you what you need to know and how you need to do it and how you need to handle things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They just give you a whole lot of stuff. Hallelujah. They share a whole lot. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, you probably, amen, won't get, glory to God, in a whole lot of places. I'll put it like that. I don't want to bash nobody. I know how people are. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. So see, you got to stop being tossed to and fro. Hallelujah. You can't get what you get from God if you're tossed to and fro all the time. Amen. You got to stay in one place. You know, sometimes you run here, you run to this church, you run it out. When you run it out, when you know, they hurt me over here, I'm going to run over here, they hurt me here. I'm going to run over here, they hurt me here. You know, and you can't get nothing. You can't get what you want from God if you're tossed all around. See, some people go in their churches, they thinking, oh, well, if I go in this one, they're going to put me up, they're going to let me sing my favorite song, Jesus. Hey, keep me near the cross, Lord. Okay. And then you go in and they may not let you sing that song. And they may not let you be the leader of the choir and help even usher. They may say, well, we're going to let you sit for a while if you come to help us. And we're going to watch you. We're going to see you. Because a lot of them watch and pray. And that's what they do. They watch and they pray. Glory to God. And then you'll get mad. And say, well, they wouldn't let me do nothing over here. You know, and they trying to hold me back. So guess what? I'm going to leave and go somewhere else. Hallelujah. Be still. Hallelujah. My God. And when it's time, you will blossom. You know, a man's gift will make room for him. You ain't got to make room for it. Glory to God, because God's going to do it. There's so many times when you always operating in the natural. You need to learn how to operate in the spiritual realm. Lord, is this where you want me to be? Am I in the right place at the right time? If I'm not, then Lord, tell me when it's time to go. Then I'm going to go. I'm going to get my purse. I'm going to even hold up the one thing. Oh, glory to God, that they do when they march right on out of there. I'm going to hold up, and I'm going to march right on out. Glory to God. My God. Let's move on. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You know, you here, you up, you down. Lord, I believe you. Lord, I don't believe you. I can believe you for this, Lord. Now I'm sick, Lord. I can't believe you for this healing, but I believe you for this car, and you're up, you're down. Stop. Your mind's swirling around. You're making me dizzy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, no, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. That's a double-minded man. You need to depend on Jesus and stay there. Don't move. Hallelujah. You know, the thing about it is we need to learn how to persevere during hard times, during tough times. We need to learn how to persevere and stay there. But you know what happens? We give up and we move. We leave and we move, glory to God. We don't give God time to work on us and through all the tests and whatever we're going through and show us how to handle it and do all these different things so we can make us stronger and make our faith even more, hallelujah, stronger in him, Lord. And it show us the next time, you see, how you handle that. Now, listen, it's going to take a little bit more. I'm going to show you a little bit more every time. But some keep going through the same test over and over and over because you didn't stay still. You continue to climb, try to climb the ladder yourself. You're moving up and down, your mind here, your mind there, your mind over there, everywhere. Whoo, that made me dizzy. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted. Hallelujah. But the rich in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass, he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withers the grass and the flower thereof falleth. And the grace of the fashion of it perished. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to him, to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of the Lord. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. You know, sometimes people say, well, you know what? I was tempted. You know, God don't tempt you. What's going on? You already got that in you. Hallelujah. And that's what it is. Instead of saying, when he said, created me a clean heart, renew in me the right spirit. That means you're asking God, Lord, show me. Is there anything in there in me that's not like you? Then I want it, my soul cleansed. I want it cleansed out, Lord. So God, I want you to do it. But sometimes people don't ask because they're scared. I learned that. People are scared to ask God to show me what's in them. And then when you say it, you don't mean it. You don't have the faith to mean it. You're just saying it because it sounds good. Now, people can quote a whole lot of scriptures that sound just awesome. But don't leave none of that. Glory to God. But when you say, Lord, I want you to clean that out, because I don't want that to stop my flow. Hallelujah. Even if I ain't done nothing wrong. Now, I will say I'm sorry if I have to. It don't matter. Just don't stop my flow. I want you to come up on the inside and raise me up even higher so I can go and do your will and your whatever it is you want me to do, Lord God. I want to hear your voice and your understanding. But if you ain't willing to admit it, hallelujah, then there's nothing God can work with. A lot of times people ain't willing to admit things that are going on the inside and asking God to clean them up. Glory to God, because you don't want to see that filth that's on the inside. And you know, so many times they say, well, you know what? I see that good looking girl over there. She got the Susie. She got the short skirt on. She got the go-go boots on and all that different stuff. Ooh, look at her. Ain't she fine? Ooh, I wouldn't mind having Susie over there. Glory to God. And then you go on and say, well, you know what? God shouldn't have put her here. Hey, man, he tempting me. No, he ain't tempting you. That mess is on the inside of you, man. That mess is on the inside of you, ladies, when you say, ooh, I see that good. Ooh, look at that good-looking man right there. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Ooh, I want him. I want him, and I want him, Lord. See, that mess is already there. Glory to God. That's the thing about it. God don't tempt you with evil. God don't tempt you with sin. It's already in there. But when it comes forth, hallelujah, glory to God, then you have sin. In other words, you acting on what you're thinking about. So be careful about your thought pattern. We serve a God, hallelujah, in season. And you can't think everything. That's why he said take every thought into captivity. So don't even say, hallelujah, that God is tempting you. Just because he put some good-looking women out there and good-looking men out there, he didn't do that. Hallelujah. He said, one, you don't need but one. You can't handle all of them anyway. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. It don't take but one. Understand. Let me say O-N-E. How many is that? One. Okay. It don't take all that. Then you're going with Susie. You're going with Val. Then you got over here with Book. And then you're going over here with this one. You're going over here with Flojo. You're going over here with JoJo and Mojo. And nah, that's too much. Hallelujah. You got too much going on. Glory to God. He didn't tempt you. That was already on the inside of you. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. See? Hallelujah. That's what it is. You're drawn away by your own lust and your own enticed. You enticed yourself. You're listening to all these things whirling in your mind instead of casting it out. Hallelujah. Cast out every vain imagination in high places. Come on, cast that thing out. The Lord, don't let me think on that thing. Don't let me be like that. Lord, I need your help. See, you can call on him. See, call on him again. Let's move on. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. That means death in the spirit. You know, let me read on just a little bit here. Do not err, my beloved brethren. every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom in no variableness, neither shadow of turning. You know, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. You know, you can kill the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, on the inside of you. You can grieve it. You can grieve it. You really can grieve it about what you're thinking and what you say, you know, and you by the words you use when you're talking to someone. Be careful about all that. Yes, it's a test, but yes, you got to be careful. Don't say you're tempted by God, but it's on the inside of you, and it'll come out, and that thing will bring forth fruit in your life. Hallelujah. But whether it's good fruit or bad fruit, it's going to bring forth some fruit. So that's why every now and then you need to do a thank you self-examination to see what's going on the inside. It may be something that you don't know. Just sit down and say, Lord, what's going on in there? You know, let me see. Let me see. What was I thinking about on yesterday? What's going on in my heart? What's going on the inside? If there's something that that's not like you, then I need to clean it out, you know, to stopping me from going, you know, doing the ministry, or it's stopping me from flourishing and stopping me from having faith in you. It's pulling back my faith and it causing me to be double-minded, you know, and causing me to speak evil of people. It's causing me to speak filthiness coming out of my mouth. It's causing me and it's draining me, Lord God. Is it in there? Take it out. Hallelujah. That's what you need to sit down and do a self-examination every now and then. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Let's move on. Of his own will begat he us with the wind of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. We should be, amen, we should praise the Lord, and we should be everything that he is. That's what he wants us to be. So we should walk in his word. We should walk in his will. We should walk in his understanding. But you know, if you don't understand, it says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask. So don't be afraid to ask him, so you can have the fruit and bear good fruit. Hallelujah. My God, that's what you want. Let's move on. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Sometimes you can just speak too quick. Hallelujah. Sometimes you can just blow up for no reason. Hallelujah. I was listening at this one pastor, and he was saying he was talking about the word, and I'm like, wait a minute, hold on, what is he saying? He was saying, I had a fit. He was preaching about he had a fit. Somebody came over and said something to him that he didn't like, and he said, I just had a fit. Glory to God. Sometimes you can just speak too quick. I'm one of those type people. I'm going to listen at you. Glory to God. You can go ahead and say what you got to say. Hallelujah. I will be quiet and listen. Amen. Just come correctly. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come correct. Don't come with the screaming, the screeching, the hollering, or the cussing. We on live radio. Let's just do it like you're supposed to do it. Come and tell me like you're supposed to tell me, and we'll be all right. But when you come and try to do it on the hand, I can't stand it. Hallelujah. Now, if you come right, we can work with it. But if you come wrong, amen, I got a problem. Hallelujah. Like the pastor said, you'll sometimes have a fit. He just kept on saying he had a fit. He said, and, you know, he should have been kind of quiet there for a minute. And he spoke whatever that came to him, and he had a fit. But he should have just waited. Hallelujah. It was good. Hallelujah. Let's read 20. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. You know, you want to be the righteous of God. So, yeah, we have to learn how to handle things in a better way. Let's just say a better way. Hallelujah. Because sometimes we can blow things all out of proportion. What I always tell people, you know, you have to be careful who you talk behind, because some of the people that you talk behind, they have not a clue what they're saying. They just do things and say stuff, and they don't know what they're talking about. They done got it from somebody else and done twisted it all around and have people just as crazy as I don't know what. So you have to be careful about speaking behind people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because sometimes what they speak, it don't even have no meaning. And it ain't even the truth. A problem with a lot of people, I hear some say, you know, stuff is, oh, my goodness. So you know what? Yeah, they did. I said, no, they are. And they said, yeah, next thing I know, they said, that person ain't there. See, y'all stop killing folks. Glory to God. Y'all trying to set them out of here before their time. I said, be careful about that. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and all superfluity of naughtness, and receive with meekness the ingranted word, which is able to save your soul. Hallelujah. You got to lay aside all that stuff. You see right here, all that stuff, all that filthiness and superfluidiness, glory to God. You got to lay it aside. Lay all that crazy stuff aside, glory to God, and just lay on the word of God. Because when you got the word of God in you and you begin to speak the word of God, hallelujah, things are going to have to move. When you know that you're being tested on every side, you have to lay all that stuff to the side, glory to God, and begin to recite the word of God. Lord, I know you said you'll be with me all the days of my life, God. You said if I stay connected to the vine, Lord, it ain't nothing you won't do for me, Lord God. You said if I call on the name of Jesus, my Lord, every knee has to bow and every tongue has to confess, Lord God, that Jesus is Lord. God, I did all those things that you said to told me to do, Lord. Now I'm asking you, Lord God, to move this thing out of the way. When you're tested on every side, you're coming from the left, from the right, to the left, to the right. You got to stay on the word of God and don't move, hallelujah. That's why you engraft the word of God on your heart. So whenever you need it, it's there. Lord, I need you to settle this thing. I need you to speak some peace in my life because everything around me is raging. The water is raging, oh my God. The sea is raging, Lord God. The boat is about to tip over. So, Lord God, I need you, Lord God. Although I know, Lord, I'm being tested on every side, you said stand and stand there for it, Lord God, because you're able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that I can even ask or think. It's not about me, but, Lord, I want you to remove this thing, Lord God. Lord, you said you are the miracle-working God. So, Lord, I need you to work a miracle in my life. My body is racking with pain, Lord God. I know, Lord God, I'm being tested, Lord God. Lord, help me to stay in faith. If there's any, Lord God, thing on the inside of me not in faith, I want you to move it, Lord God. Lord, so I can walk with you and step with you and stay, Lord God, in the word of God. But Lord just said, let every man, Lord God, oh my God, Lord God, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all nigh to thee. That's what you said, Lord God. So I'm lifting you up, Lord God. Oh, my Lord, in the name of Jesus, no matter what's going on, I'm still going to tell people about a man named Jesus who calmed the raging sea. Good God Almighty. Lord God, everything, Lord God, that's going on not like you. Lord just said, if I give, it shall be given. Good measures pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto my bosom, no matter what's going on. Oh, my Lord, although there may not be enough money to pay the light bill, there may not be enough money, Lord God, to put gas in the tank, but I know if I call on a man named Jesus, he'll make everything all right. Good God Almighty, that's why you engraft the word of God on your heart. Whatever situation you're going through, he is a miracle-working God. Lord, you said, if I stand and stand there for it, Lord God, you'll make everything all right. It's not about me, Lord God, but I know I'm sticking to your word. So Lord, you said, Lord God, if I put you in remembrance of your word, all things, Lord God, shall come to pass. I'm not going to back down, but I'm going to rebuke the devil telling me I can't have it in the name of Jesus, because he said if I stand on his word, he'll give me, I can have whatsoever I say. If I stand praying, oh glory to God, he said if I believe I can receive, I can have whatsoever I say. It ain't got nothing to do with you, devil, in the name of Jesus. So you gotta learn how to let engraft the word of God on your heart and stand on the word of God. Don't keep moving. Don't be tossed to and fro by every wind that comes along. Glory to God. It's only to distract you. There's a distracting spirit in the atmosphere now. Glory to God. It's distracting you on one side and it's distracting you on the other one. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare, stay focused on my word. Stay focused, glory to God, and watch it come to pass, because you can have what you say when you stay praying, hallelujah. But you've got to believe that he will give you just what he said. He ain't a God that he shall lie. No, he's a son of man that he has to repent. It has nothing to do with it, glory to God. If you're going to believe, you believe. Believe the faith, hallelujah. Take all you got. Hold fast to the profession of faith. He said without wavering, hallelujah, glory to God. So don't waver. I'm going to believe him for one thing, glory to God, but I can't believe him for another. Put it all together and believe him, hallelujah. You ain't got to sit down on nothing. You don't have to even hear people talking negative, hallelujah, glory to God, because they will do it. You know, they'll always say, well, if I'm thinking it, I might as well say it. If you say, well, you know what, I'm believing God for a new car, and it's going to be already paid for, glory to God. You know what some people will say? Well, how you going to do that? But he said, hallelujah, he is a miracle-working God. So why can't he do it? Glory to God. You can go and get it on, amen, glory to God, and make payments, hallelujah. Glory to God. He may not work all the time like that. Hallelujah. He works in different ways, but he's a God that can do it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So be careful what you're telling people. Hallelujah. Also, hallelujah. When you're going through, you better make sure you're telling somebody who can help you believe God. Amen. See, we serve an impossible God. We don't have to worry about what they say. We serve a God, hallelujah. What man thinks is impossible, hallelujah, God will make it possible. God can do anything he want to do anytime he get ready. Oh, glory to God. It don't matter. No matter what it is, no matter what it look like, no matter what they even think like, it ain't got nothing to do with it, glory to God. If I'm going to stand on it, I'm going to stand on it. Amen, glory to God. And you say God's going to give you a new job, he'll give you a new job, hallelujah. And if God will give you favor on the job that you own, hallelujah. Everything that's running around, hallelujah, like a frog hopping here, telling this and giving you a hard time here and a hard time there, understand, hallelujah. God will go in there, he'll clean that whole place up, and it won't take him but a minute, hallelujah. He can do whatever he want to do when he get ready, hallelujah. But just because, don't give up, hallelujah. Stay in faith and continue to read the scriptures. You know, I found it. The way things are, huh? You know, that's we got, like we got, I said, hallelujah, we got to have the perseverance. Even though you seem like it's hard, it gets hard to the core. Take my word, glory to God. Hallelujah. It'll get hard to the core, but you stick to the word. Go to the scriptures and read the scripture on the faith scriptures. And Lord, I know, Lord, you said it, Lord God. You are a miracle working God. And continue to read it, even though sometimes when you read it, sometimes that's when the text even get even more harder, but you got to learn how to persevere. Continue to read it, hallelujah. I don't care how hard it gets. I'm going to stick on that, well, Lord, you said it. You said I can have it. I'm going to continue on it. I'm not going to move off it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to learn how to have some perseverance. Perseverance, hallelujah, despite of the difficulties. All the delay, hallelujah. It's achieving this success. You got to have some determination. Oh, good God Almighty, thank you, Lord. You got to have some determination. Hallelujah. You're determined to make it work. Good God Almighty, that's what you got to do. Lord, I ain't moving because you said it. Huh? You told me to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You told me to stand still, hallelujah, and watch what you do. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And if they don't get right, he'll level everything up in there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Before you know it, I know a person, they were going through many, many changes. Hallelujah. On their job, they were going through many, 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 many changes. Hallelujah. That's what this person who said, you know, they was talking about their job. They were going through many changes. And they said, Lord, now listen, Lord. Hallelujah. They said, Lord, this got to stop. This got to stop. So guess what? They called out the prayer warriors, glory to God, and they put prayer on it. Hallelujah. And so guess what? Hallelujah. Instead of, you know, instead of God doing it the way we think he's going to do it, He did it a whole new different way. Guess what he did? The person was overworked. They had too much work to do, and they expected for him to do it. And they were still crying about, okay, you know, this ain't done. That one ain't did. This ain't did. And so what happened was God moved this person's heart to go in and look and see. He said, this person is working too much. Hallelujah. You know, this is the guidelines on how much work this person is supposed to do. And they working two persons' job. Hallelujah. So guess what? God, when that person came out, and this was, let me just help you. This was the person that was telling them that they wanted this work done. So once they got laid on their heart to go in and see what was going on and why everything couldn't get done, they were working too much. They were doing a two-person job. Hallelujah. So guess what they did? They went to the other supervisor, the main supervisor, and told them, hallelujah, that this person is doing a two-person job. Glory to God. And they showed them, so this is not right. Right. This is too many square feet of job. Glory to God. And what did he do? He got him some help. Hallelujah. So guess what? He'll do it any way he want to do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You see what I'm saying? Hallelujah. And that's how it worked out. Hallelujah. The man didn't lose his job or nothing. Hallelujah. That's probably what we, you know, sometimes I'll say his thanking. Glory to God. But he didn't. He made him get him some help. Hallelujah. So you see, he'll do whatever he want to do when he get ready. So you just stand praying and continue to pray and continue. Hallelujah. It's okay. Keep praying. Hallelujah. Keep staying in faith. So God going to work that thing out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because God is real and he is worthy to be praised. My God, my God. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is real and he is worthy. My God. Hallelujah. So we're going to go ahead. Amen. Hallelujah. And get ready to open the church. The doors of the church are open. We are opening the doors of the church. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I would like for you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord God, into what you want me to be, oh God. Lord God, I repent of all my sins, Lord God, all the sins that I have committed in the name of Jesus, Lord. Forgive me, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now blood-washed, born believer. Hit me up on Facebook and let me know. I have two pages, Prophetess Martha Williams and Martha Williams. I have two pages. So hit me up and let me know that it was you that gave your life to Christ. The angels are rejoicing in heaven. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to go ahead, amen, and reinstate. Don't forget to tune in on Tuesday night. Apostle and Pastor. Man, they've been kicking the devil upside the head, knocking him down. Good God Almighty. They've been putting him on the run. He don't stand a chance on Tuesday night. So I'm going to encourage you to continue to remember on Tuesday night, none other than Apostle and Pastor. Come on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard. I hear you. I'm reiterating that person on this line. Now, if you're having trouble, amen, with your marriage, you need to go to them. Hallelujah. If you can't get to them, and you can get to any of us on the Wild Team, and you know we know our Facebook pages, and you're on there, you're our friends or whatever. If you can't get to them, then let us know, and we'll send you there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Hallelujah. We'll send you there because we want you to get some help. My God. So don't give up. Hallelujah. Get help. My God. My God. And don't forget, on Saturday, none other than Faith Come By Hearing, Elder Bertha asks you at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Eastern. Hallelujah. What an awesome word. Awesome woman of God. Praying woman of God. Tear the house down, go and build it back up. And guess what she do? Come back and tear it down again. Now, that's what I'm talking about. That's real prayer. Hallelujah. Now that's some perseverance. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And don't forget, on Sunday, we'll call the Hour of Power. Prophetess Martha Williams at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern. Hallelujah. And then next, hallelujah, next hour, Power Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Ministry Lane Jackson at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern. I forgot, she's an author. Buy the book. Go on Amazon and get the book. You can click on her page, on her Facebook page, and she has the instructions on how you can go over and get the book. If you don't know, amen, and you don't have a Facebook page, then you can get somebody to do it for you. Hey, glory to God. It's okay. It's live radio. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then, like I encourage you to be partnering with us. Partner with us and watch God move and do some miraculous things in your life. You know, he is awesome, and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to go ahead on. I'm going to get out and give you a break, 30 minutes, and then the next voice you will hear will be Minister Elaine Jackson of the Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. I want you to go over and show Minister Elaine some love. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. And I will see you back on next Sunday. Have an awesome rest of the day. Amen.